Well, our theme this morning is light in the darkness. And even as we think about Danny's life and some of the things that he faced, we have to acknowledge, don't we? And when we think about our own lives, we live in a dark world. And Jesus says in that verse that we read earlier from John, verse 46, he says, I have come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. If you follow the news, if you reflect on your own lives, if you think about some of the people you know, I'm sure we'll all agree that at times it is a dark world. There's sometimes times of distress, difficulties, disappointments. Some of that, if we're honest, is because of us. We make things difficult for ourselves by some of the things we do. Or it's difficult because of some of the things that are done to us. There really is a dark side to us all, if we're honest. Every one of us has to admit that some of the darkness, some of the difficulties, some of the distress in this world is because of us. And the reality is when we face dark times, periods of darkness, whether that's from our own doing or someone who's done it to us, or it's just the way it is because of this world is like that, it's not a good place to be, is it? In the dark. In the dark. Again, I've come as a light to shine in the dark. Imagine life if it was in permanent darkness. I don't know if anybody's lived in any of the Nordic countries where in winter it's dark all the time. But if it was pitch black and we were in the dark, then everything would be difficult, wouldn't it? Even just going around your house would be difficult. And I've got tons of stories of trying to do things in the dark. Stepping on the kids' Lego, knocking over Jake's guitar, falling down the stairs. And even last Saturday, I didn't want to disturb Helena. And I on my way back from the bathroom, I walked into the doorpost, hit my head. I was convinced that last Sunday I was going to be preaching with a black eye, but thankfully I didn't. But trying to do that in the dark, it's dangerous. I mean, imagine just even trying to play football, ride a bike, hammer a nail into the wall in the dark. Not a good idea. And of course, darkness can cause distress. As a child, maybe you were the same as me. I was super afraid of the dark. My bedroom was next to a bathroom with a boiler in it, which made loads of noise at night. So I was convinced that there was a monster in there who wanted to get me. And even though I was busting for the loo, I couldn't go in there in the dark. I just couldn't do it. But even as adults, you know, depending on the fears you have or where you live, you may have fear in the dark of what might happen, what could happen. Being in the dark is not a good place to be. And what about work? Gossip's going around that there's going to be cuts, jobs are going. But you haven't heard anything official. You're in the dark. It's not a good place to be, being in the dark, not knowing the way ahead, not knowing what's going to happen. So we all at times, maybe not right now, but some of you maybe, and maybe others not, but at some point we all face dark days. Days of darkness. And what we saw in not only in John, but in Isaiah, the verses that were read at the start of the service, Isaiah chapter 8 and 9, is that while there's this darkness described, there is also light. So the Bible describes life in this world as being dark. But it says in Isaiah 9, the time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. Isaiah says there will be no more gloom or distress or darkness. There's a light that is coming. There's a light that shines in this dark world. And I don't know about you, one of my favorite parts of Christmas is the Christmas lights. You know, the shops, the streets, the homes, lit up, covered in lights. It's interesting, isn't it? At the darkest time of year, this Thursday is going to be the longest day of the year, which means it's going to be the darkest day of the year, this Thursday. And is it interesting that the period of time where it's the darkest, our streets are filled with light? And the reason for that is because they symbolize Jesus, the light of the world. It's the Christmas festival. So the lights are there symbolically representing Jesus coming into this world of darkness as the light. Isaiah 9, as we read that, we had that read earlier as well, says, a child is born. A child is born. That's what Christmas is about. And that child is also the light of the world. Jesus said himself, I am the light of the world. And he came into this world at Christmas, into this dark world. And he said himself, if the next slide shows us, Jesus is the light. I am the light of the world. He said, I have come as a light to shine in this dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. Being in the dark, as we said earlier, is not a good place to be. Jesus says, you don't have to stay there. You don't have to be in the dark. That's why he's came. That's why he has come, to shine in the darkness, to remove the darkness. And all we have to do is, according to that verse, is trust in him. He's powerful. His light is all powerful. Just like light removes darkness, so Jesus can remove the darkness in our lives. I'll never forget it. We went to Blue John Mines when I was a child, these amazing caves and mines, and we traveled around, and then we got to this big cave, probably about the size of this room, and it was all lit up, and they said, right, just so you know, we're going to turn out the lights so you can experience utter darkness. And it was shocking. You couldn't see anything in front of your face. It was quite powerful, the darkness. And then the guy leading us around lit a match, and suddenly we could all see each other. We could see the walls. Just one little match lit up, enough to see what was around us. That's the power of the light. But Jesus is the light of the world, an all-consuming, powerful light. He can remove the darkness. He can remove the darkness that experience that we experience in this life. He can, as we heard from Danny, we can see his hand, so that even though difficult times, we can look back and go, all things were working together for good. He's helped us through these difficult and dark times. But really, he's the light that deals with that darkness inside of us, that dark side that we have. He removes that darkness. It's all about forgiveness. The Bible is all about forgiveness. He washes our sins away when we trust in him. And that means we can experience the last one, forever light. Forever light. As the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, says, yet in these dark streets shineth the everlasting light. That was a verse we sang already. An everlasting light, a light that goes on forever, that we, if we trust in Jesus, can know and experience too. God's light is forever, which means it's never going to run out. It's never going to be disappointing. We get many disappointments in this life, but God will never disappoint us. Trusting in him means we can have the hope and joy of knowing his help, his light in this dark world, but also we can have the hope and joy of experiencing his glorious eternal light forever in heaven. And as the verse we had read to us in John says, it's all through just trusting in him. As we close, let me just finish with one more verse, 1 Peter 2, verse 9. This Christmas, God calls us out of darkness into his wonderful, marvelous, amazing, perfect, everlasting, never failing light. And I just wanted to say this morning, do you know that light? Have you experienced that light? Is that your experience? Is your experience like Danny, that you've trusted in God and you've seen him lead you and help you? That even in the dark times, you can see all things are working together for good. And do you have that hope and that trust because you believed in Jesus, that when this life is over, you won't be going to a dark place, but a life and a place full of light and glory into the presence of God himself. As the verse we had read to us says, we can all experience that light. All we have to do is trust in Jesus Christ. If you don't know exactly what I mean by that, do talk to us afterwards. Please do ask us some questions. But we're going to just finish with a final song. Light of the world, you came down into darkness.